Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Becker. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting eighth. The DH, Denny Hocking. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jose Parra. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ernie Young. Batting second. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The third baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The DH, Geronimo Barroa. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jose Herrera. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Don Vengert. And now, play ball. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rabule hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gates hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giambi hits a line drive into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGuire takes first base on ball four. Gates moves to second. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Plantier hits a fly ball into right field. Becker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Becker. Gates scores. McGuire goes all the way around to score. Plantier moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Becker. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Plantier scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers strikes out. 1 out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hollins hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Vengert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollins for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Herrera hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Bordick moves to second. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a pop-up into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plantier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Plantier strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a line drive into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Baroa hits a pop-up into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrera bunts towards third. Hollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 0 for 2 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gates moves to third. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Molitor settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Nalty now pitching. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Plantier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Plantier hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Barroa takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabule hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Giambi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kelly. Young reaches second base with a double. Herrera goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gates is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Giambi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Plantier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Plantier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Vengert covering, for the out. One out. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Myers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Vengert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Bennett now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Barroa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barroa hits a pop-up into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick takes first base on ball four. Jose Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herrera hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Becker. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Bordick goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Athletics. Ernie Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Briscoe now pitching. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Herrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gates is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Giambi is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Giambi moves to third. Torrey Lovallo pinch runs for Mark McGuire. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Plantier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Plantier strikes out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Steinbach is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Lovallo now playing first base. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Herrera. Becker reaches second base with a double. Chip Hale pinch hits for Jeff Rabule. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Becker moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Plantier. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Becker scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into left field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. The ball gets by Steinbach for a passed ball. Molitor moves to third. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Myers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hollins strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.